today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most High. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamu alaikum. You're listening to today's special from IRIB English Radio on a sad occasion. At first, we express to all of the Shia Muslims our condolences on the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Baqir, peace be upon him.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
Today is Monday, 7th of Zulhijjah, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 5th of Tir, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 26th of June, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. On the martyrdom of anniversary of Imam Baqir, peace be upon him, we learn about the life of Shia's fifth Imam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد.
During Imam Zainul Abidin's lifetime, he was asked, "Who will be the Imam after you?" Imam Zainul Abidin replied, "Muhammad, my son. He will reveal and expand knowledge." The fifth Imam became known by friend and foe alike for his knowledge, piety, and virtue. Imam al-Baqir revealed more insight about the Islamic sciences than any other counterpart. He paved the way for the establishment of a massive Islamic university, which would reach its peak of development during the following Imam's time. Many of Imam Baqir's contemporaries had written about his scholarly status. These prominent scholars were from different schools of thought. For instance, a notable contemporary by the name of Abdullah ibn Atta stated, "I have never seen scholars in the presence of anyone seem lesser in knowledge than they did in the presence of Abu Ja'far, Muhammad al-Baqir. Peace be upon him." Dear brothers and sisters, on the martyrdom anniversary of Imam al-Baqir, peace be upon him, we offer our condolences to all Shia Muslims.
Hisham ibn Abd al-Malik, the caliph, he called Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam all the way to Sham. He wanted to harass the Imam. He made the Imam leave Medina and come all the way to Sham. Imam al-Baqir came with his son, Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam. They came together. Hisham, he did not allow Imam al-Baqir and Imam al-Sadiq to sit. He kept them standing outside. And then after several hours, he tells them, "Come," but he doesn't allow them to sit. During that time, there were several generals of the army of Hisham ibn Abd al-Malik that were shooting arrows. They were shooting arrows on the target, archery. Hisham ibn Abd al-Malik, he wants to humiliate the Imam. He wants to see, "Let me catch him in something that he doesn't know how to do." He tells him, "Oh Muhammad, I want you to shoot an arrow. I want you to shoot at the target." Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam, he tells him, I've grown old. I've grown old and this is not something that I've grown doing. He tells him, no, you have to shoot. So Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam, he takes an arrow, he pulls the string and he shoots it and it goes right in the middle of the target. And then he tells him, shoot another one. And then he shoots a third and a fourth until 9 arrows and they all hit the target. And then Hisham, he tells him, you said you didn't know. How is it that you shot all of them and you were able to hit all of them? The Imam tells him, this is the kamal, this is the completeness that we have inherited from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. This is what the imama is, where we inherit everything, we are complete in everything that we do. So then Hisham, he tells him, can your son Ja'far, referring to Imam al-Sadiq, can he also do the same thing? Imam al-Baqir tells him, yes, he could also do the same thing.
Salawat upon Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Baqir, peace be upon him.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad ibn Ali al-Baqir al-ilm.
O Allah, send blessings on Muhammad ibn Ali, who knew what is what and made it known, the true guide, the lender of God-fearing, the most noble among thy servants in his time. Therefore, O Allah, thou had demonstrated him as a model for thy servants, as a torch of guidance in thy lands, entrusted to him the responsibility of preserving thy wisdom, and interpreting thy book, made it obligatory to obey him and avoid strife to resist his guidance. So send blessings upon him, O Lord, much and more blessings than thou had bestowed on any of the descendants of thy prophets, friends, messengers, and trustees, O Lord of the worlds.
وَأَسْفِيَائِكَ وَرُسُلِكَ وَأُمَمَائِكَ يَا رَبَّ الْعَالَمِينَ.
Who is the true Shia? Imam Muhammad al-Baqir's words of wisdom can spark the light of deep reflection within us. In discussing the true meaning of being a Shia Muslim, Imam Baqir said the following: does the one who claims to be of the Shia think it is enough to simply speak of loving us, Ahlul Bayt, the Prophet's family? By Allah, our Shia are only those who are mindful of Allah and obey Him. They were known only in light of their modesty, humility, trustworthiness, abundant remembrance of Allah, fasting, prayer, honoring parents, caring for neighbors, the poor, people in need, those in debt and orphans. They were known for their truthful words, the recitation of Quran and holding their tongues back unless it was to speak good of people. They were the trustees entrusted by their peoples in the various affairs. After the attempts of Hisham to undermine the Imam's position utterly failed, Hisham was infuriated. He continued to receive news about the people's high regard for Imam Baqir's knowledge and virtue. Hisham thus resorted to assassination and had the holy Imam poisoned. Imam Muhammad al-Baqir was buried in Baqi Cemetery of Medina. Dear brothers and sisters, in this episode of today's special and in this part, we look at the value of hard work, this concept, the value of hard work. Oftentimes, there are those who may think of religion and being religious as something restricted to houses of worship, prayers, fasting, sermons, and etc. But Imam Baqir, peace be upon him, reminds us of a very different aspect of religion. On a hot, scorching day, there was a man who saw Imam Muhammad al-Baqir working. The burden of hard work was apparent on the Imam. The man started to think to himself, "Praise to Allah, a chief among the chiefs of Quraysh at this hour, in this condition, seeking after the worldly life. Indeed, I shall admonish him." The man approached Imam Baqir and greeted him, dripping with sweat. The Imam responded. The man then started to admonish, saying, "May Allah improve you at this hour, in this condition, seeking after the worldly life. What if your time of death comes while you are in this state? What would you do?" The holy Imam responded, "If death comes to me while I'm in this state, it would come to me while I'm in a form of obedience to Allah. Through this state of working, I provide for myself and my family to be free from needing you and other people."
Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam played a very important role in the knowledge that we have. The knowledge of the Ahlul Bayt, most of it was delivered through Imam al-Baqir and his son Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam. Because it was during the lives of Imam al-Baqir and Imam al-Sadiq that the Ahlul Bayt, they found a window of opportunity to spread the knowledge. Because you see, the father of Imam al-Baqir, Imam Zain al-Abidin, one of his only ways of spreading the knowledge was through dua, crying for Imam al-Husayn. Because of the political circumstances and the political situation, Imam Zain al-Abidin didn't have the opportunity. And it was during the era of Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam, which his imama lasted for 18 years after the death of his father. During these 18 years, there were 5 of the caliphs of Bani Umayyah that came to power and they died. So they did not have the opportunity to hold on to power very strongly. So you see that it was during that time the Imam had the opportunity to teach people. Many that would gather around the Imam in the Masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, and the Imam would teach them. The Imam would say, "Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi," and then he would say the hadith. He would mention the ahadith of Rasulullah, the ahadith of the Ahlul Bayt, the ahadith of his fathers. And this is how today we have received the knowledge of the Ahlul Bayt, through Imam al-Baqir and Imam al-Sadiq. There were several companions of Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam who today we are indebted to these companions. Because it was these companions who took the knowledge of Imam al-Baqir and Imam al-Sadiq and they delivered it to us. Today if you open the books of hadith, you will find the names of these companions. One of them is a man by the name of Jabir ibn Yazid al-Ju'fi. This companion of Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam, he had memorized 70,000 hadith from Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam. Now if the companion memorizes 70,000 hadith, imagine how much knowledge does his teacher have, Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam. This man, Jabir ibn Yazid al-Ju'fi, he was such a close companion that the circumstances at the time called for him to go insane. He acted as if he is insane for a short while during his life to preserve his own life. Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam, he sends him a letter with the letter Jim written on it. He took that letter and he understood from that letter that he has to act as a majnoon. He has to act as if he's an insane person. So this man, and imagine how difficult it is, he's a faqih. A man who has memorized over 70,000 ahadith, he would go out in the streets and he would act as if he's insane. And the children would run after him. A while later, Hisham ibn Abd al-Malik, the Khalifa, he writes a letter to his governor in Medina. He tells him, "Arrest Jabir ibn Yazid al-Ju'fi." So the governor, he goes to arrest Jabir. He sees Jabir is insane. So then he leaves him. He does not arrest him. And then he writes a letter back to Hisham ibn Abd al-Malik telling him, "This man is insane, why do you want me to arrest him?" So he leaves him. Then the Imam, he writes him a letter. Once the danger is removed, he tells him, "Go back to how you were." So he would go and sit in the masjid and he would say, "Haddathani wasiyyul awsiya wa warith ilmi al-anbiya Muhammad ibn Ali." the inheritor of the knowledge of the prophets and the inheritor of the awsiya, Muhammad ibn Ali al-Baqir told me, and then he would say the hadith and he would educate people.
Ya Abu Ja'far, Ya Muhammad ibn Ali, Ayyuha al-Baqir, Ya ibn Rasulullah, Ya Hujjat Allah ala khalqi,
We pay our deepest condolences on the occasion of martyrdom of Imam Muhammad al-Baqir, peace be upon him. Fi amanillah.
اشفع لنا عند الله